We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Rishon B'Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Aliyah Omrin Kedushin Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. We're going to discuss Tanai, making condition, using the words Almanas when it comes to Kedushin. When it comes to Gittin, we learn in Gerushin. We said in Gittin Perek Zayin Mishnah Hey that anyone who says Almanas and builds a Tanai in with the language of Almanas, it's as if the person said Me'achshav or Me'hayom, where as long as the Tanai is fulfilled, even at a later date, the Gittin, the Gerushin, is going to be effective retroactively from the moment the man gave the woman the get. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedushin. Man gives her a ring, or Shavu Pruta, and says, Aramu Kedeshus Li, Almanas, on the condition that so-and-so happens, I do something, you do something, whatever it is. So the halacha is that if the Tanai is fulfilled, she becomes Mikudeshes, all the way back from the time that he gave her the Kesef Kedushin. So Mishnah says like this, Homer lo yisha hare Aramu Kedeshus Li, Almanasha etain loch masayim zuz, you are Mikudeshes to me with this ring, with this pruta right now that I'm giving you right now, on the condition that I will give you 200 zuz, he says to her, Harezu Mikudeshes huyitain. She is Mikudeshes me'achshav, because she said the language of Al Tanai. As long as the Tanai, the condition is fulfilled, and he gives her 200 zuz at some point. And if someone would be Mikadesh her, let's say in the interim, after he gave her the ring, before the Tanai was fulfilled, she's not Mikudeshes to that second person at all. Because once this person, even if it's 2 weeks later, he gives her the 200 zuz, she's Mikudeshes me'achshav all the way back from the time he gave her the Kesef Kedushin. And therefore, the kedushin to the second person is not effective at all. Then Mishnah says, "Almanasha etain loch mikan vashloshim yom." Let's say he says, "You are mekadeshes to me, I'm giving you this ring right now, on the condition I'll give you 200 zuz from now until 30 days." So the Tanai was dependent on a certain amount of time. If he gave her the 200 zuz within 30 days, as he said in his Tanai, so then she's Mikudeshes, the Tanai has been fulfilled, and she's Mikudeshes all the way back from the moment he gave her the ring. But let's say 30 days have elapsed and he didn't give her 200 zuz, she's not Mikudeshes. That we should have been able to figure out on our own, but the Gemara explains that maybe when the husband said 30 days, he didn't really mean 30 days literally. He didn't really mean to build in a Tanai that it has to be fulfilled within 30 days that I give you the 200 zuz. That was just to make him a zariz, to make sure that he did it in an efficient manner, to make sure he gave her the money within a certain amount of time. He said 30 days, but he didn't really mean 30 days. We don't assume that. The halacha assumes that that's a Tanai, and the Tanai was not fulfilled. He didn't give her the 200 zuz within 30 days. She's not Mikudeshes. What about the following? Almanasha Yeshli Masayim Zuz Harezu Mikudeshes V'Yeshlo. This is not on the condition that I'm going to give you 200 zuz. He says, Harei Mikudeshes Li, on the condition that I own 200 zuz, she's Mikudeshes as long as it becomes clear that he has 200 zuz. Let's say Adam can testify that he indeed has 200 zuz, so then she's Mikudeshes. Let's say we don't have Adam, it's not certain, we're really uncertain whether he has 200 zuz or not, so then she's Mikudeshes Misafik. Why should we assume if Adam can't testify to has 200 zuz, so maybe we should assume he does not have? The answer is no. We're concerned that, in fact, he does have 200 zuz. Why wouldn't he take out the 200 zuz and show it to her that he has show it to the Adam that he has 200 zuz? Why do we have to be concerned that maybe he has if no one can testify he has that money? So the answer is maybe he really has it. He's not producing it. Why? Because he wants to get her into trouble. What's going to happen? She's going to assume he doesn't have 200 zuz, so she's not married to him. She'll end up marrying someone else. It'll become revealed that, in fact, he has 200 zuz, and now she will have had an affair. She becomes ushered to that boel, to that man, and maybe for whatever reason, this man wants to get this woman into trouble by saying, I'm giving you this kiddushin man almanas that I have 200 zuz. No Adam can testify to the fact, but nonetheless, he really has it all to get her into trouble. That's why she's Mikudeshes Misafik, and she would need a get from him Misafik. What about the following? Almanas She'ereich Masayim Zuz. This is not Almanas I'm going to give you 200 Zuz, nor is it Almanas that I have 200 Zuz, but rather I will show you 200 Zuz. Harezo Mikudeshes V'Yarela. She becomes Mikudeshes as long as he will fulfill the Tanai and show her. And once he shows her that he has 200 zuz that he has, so then she's mikudeshes me'achshav all the way back, because he said the language of almanas. Vimhera al hashulchan. But let's say this man was a money exchanger and shows this money sitting on the table. Look, he showed her 200 zuz sitting on the table. And this was 200 zuz of other people. So you'll say, hold on, that's not his. On the other hand, maybe because he obtained this money from others, and he's going to obviously invest it, and that's why he's a shulchani to begin with. So maybe this should be considered his. He did show her money sitting on the table, and it's money that he is going to invest and hopefully profit from. Still, ain't a mikudeshes, because we assume his kavana was to 200 zuz that he has, that he owns, and this is not what he owns. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Almanas sheyesh li beis kor afar. A man says, you are mikudeshes to me, gives her a ring, on the condition that you will be mikudeshes to me, on the condition that I have a base core, an area that grows a core of wheat. A core is 30 sa'ah, very large amount. We assume that that's an area that you're able to, if you're able to plant 30 sa'ah, it's 75,000 square amos. So he says, oh, I have a big piece of land, and I'm not that I have that. You mikudeshes to me. Harezim mikudeshes v'yeshlo. She's mikudeshes. All the way back, he said, Almanas, as long as there are Edim who can testify that indeed he owns a piece of land that's the size of a base core offer. Let's say we don't know. So like we said in the previous mission, we don't know. So maybe, so then Mikudeshes Misafek. And like we said in the previous mission, when it came to the 200 zuz, you'll say, hold on 1 second. Maybe karka is different than most. In the previous mission, we spoke about money. So we understand money. It's the derech of people to hide away. And therefore, we have to be concerned. Maybe he has the money and he has this whole plan to harm her and that she marries someone else. But he really has the money. That was the case in the Yeshlo. But maybe by karka, land, a large piece of land, to say, oh, maybe he owns this, he has this land, and it's, his whole plan is to get her into trouble. What do you mean? After worry, maybe he has land. If he has a field, everybody would know about it. There's a cold. There's a rumor. People talk about it. That's publicized. So maybe I would have said that. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah here as well. If he says, I have a base core offer, and we don't have Edim who could testify that he has it, nonetheless, we have to be concerned that maybe he has it, and she's Mikudeshes, Misafik, and we don't assume here that, if it's land, we would know he has it, and if we don't have Edim who could testify, then it must be he does not have it. We don't say that. Whatever we said when it came to the money, we say when it comes to the base core offer, when it comes to the land. Then the Mishnah says, Almanasha Yeshli B'makom Ploni. He gives her a ring and says, "Arei mikudeshes li almanas, that I have this base core offer, this 75,000 square amos piece of land in makom ploni, in a particular place. Im yesh lo ba'oso makom mikudeshes, v'im lav ein mikudeshes. If he has it indeed in this particular place, not just enough to have a land that size. It has to be in a particular place. That's what he said. That was part of the condition. So then she will be mikudeshes if it is ba'oso makom, but v'im lav. But if not, it's found, let's say, in a different place." Ain't a mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes. The place matters. What if he says almanasha erich beis kor afar? Hareza mikudeshes viarena. I mikadesh you with this ring right now, almanas, on the condition that I will show you a beis kor afar, a 75,000 square amos area field. Then she's mikudeshes. And as long as he shows it to her, and then if he does, so the Tanai has been fulfilled, she's mikudeshes all the way back from the beginning. And this would be true even if we know he has it and he owns it. If he doesn't show it to her, she's not mikudeshes. Vim heraba bika. Let's say he shows it to her a base core offer that's not his. Meaning he, let's say the Gemara assumes, let's say he acquired the peiros, the produce of that base core, but he doesn't really own it. So let's say he's a sharecropper in the field, and he shows it to her, Eina Mikudeshes, because the assumption is that her mind, she has her kavana, is a base core offer that he owns himself.